How you doing, wrestling fans? Welcome. Welcome back. 2 weeks off the air. Might have been a bit longer, but pulled it out of our hat again. And we are back with another edition of the Pro Wrestling Spotlight right here on New York's Greater 1050 WEVD. And notice I say Pro Wrestling Spotlight because remember to show the National Pro Wrestling Insider Show? Well, kiss that baby goodbye because that's gone. A couple weeks back, a matter of fact, 2 weeks ago, the day of our first day of our Weekend of Champions Wrestling Fans Convention, I get a nice message on my answering machine that day telling me that the Wrestling Insider Show was canceled effective immediately. Of course, the class individuals. I haven't really told you folks what went on behind the scenes with that whole deal, but let's just put it this way. They canceled the Wrestling Insider Show. Now I know why Mike Tenay, the former host of Wrestling Insiders, quit because they were just very unprofessional people out there. Now I guess I won't ever be seeing that paycheck they owe me. But anyway, screw them, is what I say. But we are back for another edition here at the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. The number to call here is area code 212-477-5610. We'll be talking pro wrestling with you tonight. And we'll be here for about a half hour or so. Yeah, just say, oh, no, half hour, not an hour show. Well, believe me, in the beginning of this week, I didn't even think I'd be here today because, of course, the station was getting phone calls from an interested party in taking over an hour show here. But I had a meeting with the station on Friday, and they said, well, as long as you're here, even if you're on for a half hour, 15 minutes, we will not sell any time to anyone else wanting to do another wrestling show here. So we are here, and we'll be talking wrestling. We have lots to go over, lots of news breaking. I want to first thank everybody for showing up at Weekend of Champions a couple of weeks ago. I had a great time. I want to publicly thank JP, John Parker, for helping me put it all together. And it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed myself at this year's convention, and we'll do it again. But let me just tell you a little bit about this week again. Earlier this week, I thought the Pro Wrestling Spotlight would be history here on WEVD for some reasons I just mentioned. And during the week, I cut a deal with another existing radio station out on Long Island beginning next week, beginning next Saturday. Now, we're going to have two shows for you. How's that? 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, I had 50 stations around the country. Earlier this week, I didn't think I had any. Now I got two stations, two different, entirely different shows. I invite you to listen to my new radio program, Pro Wrestling This Week, which is going to make its debut next Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to 11 on 1440 WNYG out in Babylon, New York. Now fans living in Nassau County, Suffolk County, parts of the Bronx, upstate New York, parts of Connecticut, and parts of Jersey have a second show to hear, the latest info on pro wrestling. And that show is guaranteed to be an hour, a full hour, every week. So that's Pro Wrestling This Week every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on 1440 WNYG. And, of course, every Saturday night at 11 p.m., for as much as we can stay on the air each and every week. We got some hot prospects next week as far as some new sponsors. So we hope to be back to a full hour here as well. So we ain't going anywhere, folks. And it's good to be back. Okay, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get into our first commercial break of the night. Matter of fact, what we're going to do, first of all, why don't we go to this first guest, even before Donnie's news capsule, because he has to get on the road, I understand. Let's punch up our very special guest before I even have a chance to introduce him. Cactus Jack, who's out there on the road right now. And Cactus, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, John.
How are you doing?
Oh, I can't complain. We've got a lot of things. I just came from a very successful match in Cleveland where I managed the Barbarian to a victory over Barry Windham. So you tell me what you want to talk about because you've got a lot of things that I think need to be addressed to your listeners.
Okay, well, first of all, I think you want to address the situation. For the first time in your illustrious career in wrestling, you've missed some matches due to injury.
Yeah, that's right. The first time in 7 years. You know, some people could talk about championship belts. Some people could talk about the money they made. But the one thing that Cactus Jack always had on his side is that no matter what type of injury, broken ribs, concussions, broken bones, you name it, torn ligaments, I was always out there. I no longer can say that. At the Clash of the Champions, I suffered an injury that I just could not compete on. I tore muscles in my abdomen and groin, and I had a lot of trouble walking. There's just no way that I could go out there and compete. So it was disappointing to me, not only because I didn't win the championship, not only because I didn't feel like it was one of my better efforts, but disappointing because of the fact that my most illustrious streak, like you said, had now come to an end.
Yeah, now, this is a serious situation as far as a groin pull or abdomen pull. How long do you think you're going to be out of action for, at least not participating in a wrestling match?
You know, John, I can't even say. I mean, when I heard it, I showed up the next day. I went to the doctor. I spent the night in the emergency room. As you know, I called you about 5:15 the next morning. The pain was too bad for me to even sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Cactus Jack just needed somebody to wake up and talk to, but you didn't. And from there, I went to the hospital the next morning where, you know, I was diagnosed, and they told me I'd be out in 6 to 8 weeks. I caught a plane to Dallas. I drove to San Angelo, and I told them I could wrestle. But I was told by the agents on hand that that wouldn't be possible, and I was going to be out a little while. So I was saying 2 weeks, but to tell you the truth, it looks like it might be more than that. It could be a month, it could be 6 weeks, it could be 8 weeks, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
The problem with an injury like this is, unlike a broken rib or a concussion or a broken wrist, things that you can just go out there and just with determination get by, is the fact that if this ruptures, then you're looking at about 4 months out of wrestling.
Wow.
You just can't wrestle with it.
Well, right now you're escorting guys like Barbarian into the ring, and I know...
John, I'm not running an escort service.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I want to
explain what you're doing.
All right. One thing, as you know, I mean, I'll tell you what gives me great satisfaction is that a few years ago, people like Jim Ross, all the announcers, they took their cheap shots, referred to Cactus Jack as an idiot. I got slapped around by Kevin Sullivan. People didn't think I had the mental capacity to have to be a successful wrestler. So now I'm turning the tables on anyone, on everyone. And in my first time as a manager, escort, whatever you want to call it, spiritual guide or motivator, I'm taking the Barbarian. I got him a title shot already. So you don't think that the people, the matchmakers at WCW, have a little respect for my mind? The past few years have been a growing experience for me. I think it's very satisfying to sit back, be on the other end, knowing that I can't wrestle, but maybe being even more valuable, strangely enough, not because of my body, but because of my brain.
Well, that's a situation for you that we're just happy to see you even more and more on television now. You're doing a lot of interviews. You're going out there with these guys. You also aligned with Jake the Snake. Now,
well,
here's a legendary figure in the business. What do you think about Jake?
I don't know if I'm aligned with him right now. We've agreed to some tag teams. Let's just say that we're on the same wavelength and that we're thinking the same way, and we've got some plans. For me to go out and say officially that there's some kind of alignment there, officially I'm aligned with the Barbarian and Butch Reed.
Okay.
And we're maybe signed for some tag teams with Jake the Snake. Maybe it will become a foursome, but I don't know. Jake's something of a loner. So was I. But now I'm in a situation where I have guys who listen to me. I have the Barbarian right where I want him. I have him more motivated than he's ever been. You're talking about one of the strongest men in the world, one of the most vicious animals in the world, but he never had the motivation. He was in the World Wrestling Federation with the Warlord, just kind of coasting along, living paycheck to paycheck. He needed someone like Cactus Jack to go up and slap his face and say, look, you are destined to be a champion. If you don't get off your butt, so to speak, then you're going to linger around in opening matches. You listen to me, you do what I say, and then we got Ron Simmons at Halloween Havoc.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying that as far as Jake Roberts, that, yeah, there's a lot of similarities between myself and Jake. Somewhere down the line, there may be a vicious plot, you know, a reign of terror like World Championship Wrestling has never seen.
Well, we are really happy that you're still active, because an injury that you sustained certainly would have put a lesser man out totally.
Yeah, I would like to say for those people planning on attending the cards, I'm going to each and every show. And although I'm not wrestling, you know, I'll throw a cheap shot if I think it's necessary.
Mm-hmm. And one of the listeners out there wanted to send his regards out to you, and he wanted to just say hi from Ski.
John, I thought I heard the last round. I was having a good trip. You mean to tell me I got to ride all the way to Charleston, West Virginia, from Cleveland to Charleston, West Virginia, maybe the two most depressing towns on Earth, and I got to think about skiing?
Well, he just wanted me to let you know that, because we're doing a bus trip to Halloween Havoc, and he was going to be right there up at the railing, and he wanted to give a personal hello to you when he sees you in Philly.
Yeah, I'll give him a hello, John.
Well, I know you're on the road, and I'd like to get you back on the program in a couple of weeks, maybe to take some calls from some of the listeners out there. Because,
well, John, somewhere down the line, I don't want to be a guest. I want to be a co-host.
Well, you got it anytime you want it.
And it's going to be an hour.
Okay.
All right?
You got it.
So you guys get the funds and send in some support to John so I can be co-host for an hour.
You got it.
Good luck.
Thank you, Cactus.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, at least he didn't hang up on me this time either. So, Cactus Jack from WCW, and the severity of that injury that he suffered, real dangerous. He's got to be real careful as far as doing any type of work inside the ring. So, fortunately, he's still on the outside of the ring causing some havoc, and we're happy to see him there. We're going to go to our first commercial break, and then we're going to go to Don Leibel, then we're going to take your calls. Wrestling fans, Pro Wrestling Spotlight invites you to join us at our next big bus trip to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Sunday, October 25th, for WCW's pay-per-view spectacular Halloween Havoc. You won't want to miss the NWA title match that'll take place between Ravishing Rick Rude and the NWA title holder Masa Shono. Sting will take on Jake the Snake Roberts in a spin-the-wheel bout. Ron Simmons versus the Barbarian for the WCW title and all the stars of World Championship Wrestling. Each person coming on the bus with us will receive a goodie bag filled with 8x10 autographed photos, wrestling trading cards, newsletters, and other surprises. Plus, you'll have a ringside seat for all the action, round-trip bus fare on our video bus, where we'll watch videos to and from Philadelphia. It's first come, first serve. Call 516-587-2861 to make your reservations. Pickup points will be on Long Island at the Park and Ride Exit 49 of the Long Island Expressway and on Steinway Street in Astoria, Queens. We'll have the price for you next week right here, but you can reserve your space now. Call 516-587-2861. That's the next Pro Wrestling Spotlight bus trip to WCW's Halloween Havoc, Sunday, October 25th. Make your reservation now. And wrestling fans, the Weekend of Champions convention may now be just a fond memory, but there is a way to remember it forever, and that is to purchase official Weekend of Champions souvenirs. Right now, Pro Wrestling Spotlight Productions is offering a complete package of memorabilia from the convention. Right now, you can get our official package, which includes autographed 8x10 photos of Jushin Thunder Liger, Bruno Sammartino and Larry Zbyszko together, Lou Albano, Wendy Richter, Ivan Koloff, Nikolai Volkoff, Jimmy Valiant, Eddie Gilbert, Bob Orton, and the Lightning Kid. Plus in the package will be the 11x14 lithograph, autographed by all the stars, a convention t-shirt program, and two-hour video, all for the low price of $129. That's a savings of $77 if you ordered each item separately. And right now, if you ordered a special souvenir package, you'll also receive a free one-year membership in the Pro Wrestling Spotlight Booster Club. Existing Booster Club members can get this whole package for just $109. Send your check and money order to Pro Wrestling Spotlight Productions, 136 North Carl Avenue, Suite 125, Babylon, New York, 11702, or call 516-587-2861 to reserve your package or to order individual items separately. Don't miss out. Order your Weekend of Champions souvenir package today. Okay, and I want to tell you also, a matter of fact, we'll go to this break and then we'll come back and tell you about our friends at LNS Comics. We'll return with more after this.
Hey, don't go away, wrestling fans. The Pro Wrestling Spotlight with John Arezzi will be back after this short timeout.
Fast Cash for Cars will buy your car, light truck, or van today, even if you don't have insurance or your car is just sitting idle. 1-800-695-SELL is the number to speak with the area's fastest-growing car buying service. Fast Cash for Cars buys cars, any make, any model. Call now, 1-800-695-SELL. Fast Cash for Cars has easy-to-reach locations in New York and New Jersey with convenient highway access. You can sell your car today. Just call 1-800-695-SELL. Fast Cash for Cars will come to you if your car can't come to them. And they pay top dollar in cash on the spot. Call now for directions and details. 1-800-695-SELL. Stop wasting time on the phone at all hours, waiting for missed appointments, and buying useless ads. Call 1-800-695-SELL.
Fast Cash.
Now more than ever before, the Pro Wrestling Spotlight Booster Club needs your help. Each week we air, we provide you, the fan, the real deal on pro wrestling. This radio show's existence depends upon sponsor and listener support. I ask your help to help me continue to inform and entertain you with the latest pro wrestling news. We want to be here each and every week, but we cannot without your support. A $25 contribution to the Pro Wrestling Spotlight Booster Club will entitle you to discounts on all future Pro Wrestling Spotlight merchandise purchases, free admission to future live radio remotes, and all Booster Club events, including the upcoming Weekend of Champions convention. Plus, as a bonus, you'll receive the next 4 issues of our newsletter. Additional bonuses for higher levels of membership. Call 516-587-2861. That's 516-587-2861 to enroll, or send your check to Pro Wrestling Spotlight, 136 North Carl Avenue, Suite 125, Babylon, New York, 11702. Without your support, you might tune into the station and hear a wrestling show which will insult your intelligence as an informed pro wrestling fan. And that, my friends, will be a sad day.
Attention wrestling fans, the Pro Wrestling Spotlight Newsletter is an entertaining, informative publication that all true wrestling fans will enjoy. The newsletter features exclusive interviews with those inside the wrestling business, make memories, and look back at special moments by John Arizzi and by you, the fan. Pro Wrestling Spotlight Newsletter also has contests, hard-hitting columns by concerned wrestling journalists, photos and illustrations, too, by Marvel Comics' own Mike Lackey. Critics have called the Pro Wrestling Spotlight Newsletter a fine supplement to the Wrestling Observer, offering inside information in a featured-oriented way. Subscribe now to the Pro Wrestling Spotlight Newsletter by sending $12 for the next 8 issues, or save by sending $25 for the next 20 issues to Pro Wrestling Spotlight Productions, 136 North Carl Avenue, Suite 125, Babylon, New York, 11702, or call 516-587-2861. The Pro Wrestling Spotlight Newsletter, written by concerned wrestling journalists for today's wrestling fans.
Now, back to the Pro Wrestling Spotlight, right here on WEVD New York's Greater 1050.
Boy, it just seems like the time is just rapidly going here. So it's like it's almost suicidal watching this clock here, knowing that we only have a certain amount of time. Let's go right to Donnie Leibel, and then we'll talk about LNS Comics later on before we go off the air. Donnie, are you with us?
Yes, I am, John, and we'll get right to it. The World Wrestling Federation is oozing with news this week. First, Nature Boy Ric Flair steps into the spotlight. 13 days ago, for those of you who haven't heard, in Hershey, Pennsylvania, the Nature Boy became a 2-time holder of the WWF Heavyweight Championship by defeating then-titleist Macho Man Randy Savage. And the belt changed owners when Savage apparently pinned himself after passing out from Flair applying his figure four leg lock. Now, the Nature Boy initially won the WWF title back on January 19th of this year after being the sole survivor of the Royal Rumble. Well, for the foreseeable future, the Legion of Doom, Animal, and Hawk are no longer working together. Independent promoters, be on the alert. Hawk is available for bookings. Now, sources close to Hawk told us that allegedly he contacted the WWF from England after the SummerSlam show that he was through with them. Now, the rift is said to have occurred between the team when Hawk wanted to accept a reported 20-week deal with a Japanese promotion, and Animal didn't want to take up the offer. Now, Animal will remain with the Federation, and we are getting reports that he's teaming with Crush. And when Hawk isn't competing in Japan, he will be available for the independent stateside.
Yeah, Donnie, that's real big news, and I know you had a couple more items to talk about. Those are the main stories this week. Of course, Hawk and Animal splitting up, one of the most famous tag teams ever. Big news there. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to have a situation where we've contacted Hawk and hopefully have him on the show next week. And I know you had a couple other things to talk about there, but we are rapidly running out of time already here. We'd like to get some of the calls in, and we'll continue on with the news capsule at least twice next Saturday.
Yeah, looking
two different shows.
John, one thing I do want to say for Halloween Havoc, Bruno Sammartino will serve as a guest color commentator on the pay-per-view. And also, Bruno's in New York all this week filming a television pilot called The Loft, which is being produced by Robert De Niro's production company, Tribeca.
Yeah, Tribeca. They were at the convention, and Bruno got the gig, and good luck to the living legend.
All righty, John. Have a good show.
Thank you, Don. We'll have a good another 8 or 9 minutes to go. We're going to start taking some calls here. Rapid fire. Mike from College Point, you're first.
Hey, John, I just want to thank you for the Week on the Champions first.
Hope you had a good time.
Absolutely.
And you know what? Everybody showed up, too. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
The Coach Kurt wrestling line and the other 900 numbers that warned everybody.
Yep.
Hey, everybody was there.
You could almost say it's sort of vicious the way everyone showed up, huh?
Well, I know it was just it was a bad situation that people would publicly say that guests weren't coming on. The Blackjack Browns of the world, you know, trying to sabotage a happy event for everybody. But jealousy is an interesting thing.
Well, quick question.
Yes.
What is the gimmick for the Jake Sting match?
What type of match is going to be? I'm sure that even Jake and Sting won't know until like a day before. That's how secretive Watts is.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Okay. Good night, John.
Take care now. Let's go to Dave from the Bronx.
Hey. Hi, John.
Hey, Dave. What can we do for you?
Good. Who is Double Trouble in the WWF?
They used to be the Undertakers in the ICW.
Okay. And Sherry and Elizabeth are lesbians and...
Very intelligent people. Let's go to Raymond from Brooklyn.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey, Raymond. What's up?
Okay. I got a quick question for you. Whatever happened to the great, colossal King Kong Bundy?
Bundy's out of the business right now.
Oh, because he was doing movies and he was doing commercials, but no more wrestling?
No, he's not in the business at all.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that. I just want to say one quick thing. Congratulations, Ric Flair, as being the second world champion.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out here in Brooklyn that respect you and look very highly to you, and we hope you form a brand new four horsemen there in the WWF.
Well, Flair is certainly one of the legends of the business, and he deserves the second title reign, and we wish him the best.
Great. Can I ask you one last quick question?
Quickly, yeah.
Whatever happened to Hulk Hogan?
Hulk is still not signed with anybody yet. The Japan situation is not happening as of as we know it. excuse me, but look, I think he'll be back by WrestleMania, at least for pay-per-views for WWF.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much, and I want to say happy birthday to you. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. Let's go to Brian from Westchester. Brian, you're next.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Okay, Brian.
I just want to let you know one thing, that if anybody tries to take over this show, they better just stick their head out the window and yell, because that's about the number of listeners they're going to get.
Mm.
Also, I got a quick question for you.
Yes.
Do you think Roddy Piper, if he ever comes back to the WWF, is being misused, playing the part of a babyface? I mean, he was the predominant heel back in the 80s.
Yeah, he played a great role back in the early 80s. He was there was nobody better. But from what I understand, he's not coming back. One of the stories I heard is why he was in England was to perform there so he could get an actor's card over there. And he worked out a deal with McMahon to do that one thing. But he's not coming back to the WWF, at least for the foreseeable future.
That's a shame. He was much better heel, I thought, than he ever was a babyface.
Oh, I agree.
He was a perfect heel. He had sort of that Ric Flair type of following.
Yes, he did. All right, listen, we got to run. Thanks for your call. Okay, number to call, 212-477-5610. And I got an interesting note before the show. Big match in Japan next week. Now, get this. FMW, the Japanese group that the Sheik was predominant in. The Sheik is out right now. We've heard rumors that the Sheik has stomach cancer. But anyway, next week, Killer Kowalski's taking on John Tolis in Japan. And that's a battle of the legends. I hope they could both make it into the ring. It's going to be interesting. Let's go to the phones. Eric from Brooklyn, you're next.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
You know what happened with Shawn Michaels and the model with Sherry in SummerSlam?
Well, did you see the match?
Yeah, but I didn't understand what happened. Like, is Shawn Michaels going with Sherry, or is the model going with Sherry?
Well, I think Shawn is going to stay with Sherry for the time being. And as far as you know, you're not the only one that didn't really know what was going on in that match. It was very baffling to see Sherry faint the way she was fainting. Let's go to Tito from Parts Unknown.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Hey,
congratulations on the convention. It was great.
You had a good time, I hope.
Yeah, very good.
Great.
Very good. Got a quick question. Now that softball season is over, do you think we'll be seeing Sid Vicious anywhere?
Good question. I don't know.
And one last question. What's going to be the role of Savage? I mean,
well, Savage, from what I understand, speaking to someone that was close to him as early as today, Randy's situation with the WWF, you may be seeing him less and less as the months go on right now.
John, good luck with both shows.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Let's tell you about LNS Comics real quick. LNS, of course, our first sponsor, the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. They're chock-filled with great deals on pro wrestling merchandise and wrestling videos. Right now, you can stop in at LNS Comics and check out the imported WCW Galoob wrestling figures, which debuted at the Weekend of Champions Wrestling Convention. A limited number still available. LNS has the largest selection of original LJN WWF figures on the East Coast. Also available, the hit of the convention, the LNS Jushin Liger t-shirts, all sizes available, just $15 each, plus $3 shipping and handling. They'll ship them anywhere in the U.S. Call LNS at 516-489-9636 and get a free copy of the first LNS Wrestling Video Catalog by calling that number, 516-489-9636. Stop in and visit Larry or Steve at LNS, 1379 Jerusalem Avenue, North Merrick on Long Island. Take the Southern State Parkway to exit 24 North. Make your first left to LNS Comics. LNS Comics, an official sponsor of the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. And if they didn't sponsor tonight, we wouldn't be here. How do you like that? We got just how many minutes? One minute to go. See that? That's why you guys have to join the Booster Club, because we're out of time already here. And I'll be out there trying to get new sponsors next week. And unfortunately, we got to wrap it up already. I just want to remind everybody once again for the bus trip to call 516-587-2861. That's 516-587-2861. Next week, we'll have all new information on the Pro Wrestling Spotlight BBS. And beginning next week, don't forget, two wrestling talk shows for you right here at EVD at 11 p.m. on Saturday night. And the new show, Pro Wrestling This Week, which I'll be hosting on 1440 a.m. WNYG out in Babylon. It's 1440 a.m. at 10 a.m. Saturdays. So tune into both shows and you'll be an informed wrestling fan. Hopefully we'll be here for a longer time next week. Until then, this is John Arezzi for Pro Wrestling Spotlight.
The preceding broadcast time was purchased from WEVD. The views and opinions expressed did not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WEVD.
Save hundreds of dollars a year on your life insurance payments. Get a pencil and paper, because in a minute I'll give you a money-saving toll-free number. The company I'm talking about is SelectQuote. If you read the Wall Street Journal, Kiplinger's...